look.
That's part of an EEG, electroencephalogram.
You never looked so good.
Oh, thank you. I'll go to make sure that you get a matching look.
This test will monitor not only the Broca's area, but also every other lobe of the brain. This scan should tell us what anomalies or unique characteristics Fran's cerebral hemispheres possess. In other words, is her brain wired differently? Let's find out. Let's listen to Fran while she fast talks. Let's see if the doctor and computer can keep up.
What's your second little bit? One little bit like the same, the second little bit like the third little bit like the Sydney. Well, they wonder what they will say tomorrow will be.
Tomorrow. There you go.
The computer isn't smoking, so I guess it got everything. So what's the verdict?
She has a very special talent. She's able to consolidate the effort of her nervous system, get all of her chemical transmitters lined up so that just the part of her brain that is associated with articulating the speech and remembering what it is she wants to say turns on.
How does he know that? I'm not going to brag, but we were right. The EEG found that she's got one bodacious Broca's.
She's been able to use her Broca's area and its homolog on the other side to a greater extent than is normal.
The doctor also knows exactly how she talks so fast. Don't take this the wrong way, but she blows chunks.
It's your ability to, what we call chunking, to break the material up into blocks and see them as entities instead of each single word. People who can do that, and do chunking, can read much more quickly and memorize better.
Take another look at that humongous Broca. Not only is Fran Capo more than human, she's got the paperwork to prove it.